Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment Act, H.R. 188. Current labor laws unjustly prohibit workers with disabilities from reaching their full vocational and socioeconomic potential. Written in 1938, Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act allows the Secretary of Labor to grant to employers special wage certificates, which permit them to pay workers with disabilities sub-minimum wages. The original intent was to incentivize for-profit businesses to hire people with disabilities, but the provision has failed to achieve this outcome. Today, less than 5% of all certificate holders are for-profit businesses, and a complex network of 2,500-plus nonprofit, charitable businesses capitalize on this loophole. Footnote 1. Section 14C is based on the false assumption that disabled workers are less productive than non-disabled workers. In reality, the sub-minimum wage business model is what is unproductive, not workers with disabilities. Successful employment models, such as supported or customized employment, prove that with the proper training and support, people with disabilities can be productive, valuable employees. Footnote 2. Some former 14C entities have already transitioned and found that they are more efficient than they used to be. Footnote 3. Research shows that the sub-minimum wage model costs more, but actually produces less, and that people with disabilities have to unlearn the skills they adopted in sub-minimum wage jobs. Footnote 4. 14C certificate-holding entities encourage Americans with disabilities to rely on government benefits rather than achieve self-sufficiency. Over 400,000 Americans with disabilities are being paid sub-minimum wages, some mere pennies per hour. Footnote 5. Instead of paying taxes, almost all employees who are paid sub-minimum wages must rely on government assistance such as Supplemental Security Income and Medicaid. Currently, 95% of people with disabilities who are paid sub-minimum wages never obtain the competitive integrated employment they strive for. Footnote 6. Sub-minimum wage employment undermines taxpayer investment in job training. Taxpayers invest billions in vocational rehabilitation, money that should be dedicated to helping people with disabilities discover their full potential using reasonable accommodations. This investment is undercut when people with disabilities are stuck doing mundane, repetitive tasks that do not improve their skill sets. Many 14C entities, Source America, are already receiving preferential federal contracts and public and charitable donations. They should not be allowed to pay people with disabilities sub-minimum wages. The Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment Act. This continues the issuance of new special wage certificates. The Secretary of Labor will no longer issue special wage certificates to new applicants. Phases out the use of special wage certificates over a 3-year period. Using the following schedule, entities will be able to transition to the proven model of competitive integrated employment. Private for-profit entities will have 1 year to transition. Public or governmental entities will have 2 years to transition, and nonprofit entities will have 3 years to transition. These entities make up 95% of the special wage certificate holders. Repeals Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act. 3 years after the law is enacted, the practice of paying disabled workers sub-minimum wages will be officially abolished. This will result in the elimination of segregated sub-minimum wage workshops and in the development of integrated and meaningful employment opportunities that encourage people with disabilities to reach their full vocational and socioeconomic potential. Remove barriers to real training and meaningful employment. Co-sponsor Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment Act, H.R. 188. For more information, contact Rose Sloan, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2441. Email rsloan, R-S-L-O-A-N, at nfb.org. To co-sponsor, contact Scott Mulvaney, Policy Director, Congressman Greg Harper, Republican, Mississippi. Phone 202-225-5031. Email Scott, S-C-O-T, dot Mulvaney, M-A-L-V-A-N-E-Y, at mail.house.gov. For more information, visit www.nfb.org/fair-wages. Footnotes. 1. United States Department of Labor, Wage and Hour Division, WHD, Community Rehabilitation Programs, CRPs list, last modified November 1, 2013, http://www.dol.gov/WHD/special employment/CRP list.htm. 2. United States Department of Labor. Customized employment works everywhere. Last modified October 2009. https://www.hdi.uk.edu/sctp/materials/vignette_v3_blue_number508_final.pdf. 3. Melwood, Carrie DeSantis, Fair Pay for Workers with Disabilities, last modified November 28, 2014. http://www.melwood.org/articles/articles/view/number127. 4. Samara, Robert E., Wayman Paul, West Michael, and Burgess Sloan. Do sheltered workshops enhance employment outcomes for adults with autism spectrum disorder? Autism, 16/2012/87. 5. Government Accountability Office. Centers offer employment and support services to workers with disabilities, but labor should improve oversight. Report to Congressional Requesters, 01-886-2001, 18. 6. Government Accountability Office. Centers offer employment and support services to workers with disabilities, but labor should improve oversight. Report to Congressional Requesters, 01-886-2001-4.